Honorable members, at this stage, we wish to ask you to take a step back and look at the value chain in its entirety of mining, from many fields to prospect and flash exploration. Short restriction in terms of the availability of support exploration. The average success rate. Why this is, it brings about the of perhaps confusion. Possible misleading and unrealistic expectations that we get when this is expressly indicated as it is. It's for this reason that the empowerment of the Fed where like a stage of it down the thing. But once the discovery is made, it is that you are assured of extraction, trading, and market generation, for empowerment, and generally coming. Same is proposed for a mining right. Here, proposal is not. Section 28, which reflects this clause 3 in the bill, submission being considered advances mining and rural development requirements, and that there should be a specific target that we communicate as the bulk of South Africans be in rural areas and should enjoy the benefits of a rural project. It is our submission that empowerment of communities contained under the transformation as well as social and labor plan arena is an area that needs to be augmented and strengthened and streamlined. That is why the definition as it was, and the mining charter has accordingly been reviewed to expressly provide for the first time for a threshold of revenue that will be contributed towards communities. I must say, honorable members, up now the contribution to community development has not been prescribed in terms of the threshold that is required. And now the mining charter has introduced a threshold as part of the regulatory clarity, and it is contained in the reviewed mining charter. And we respectfully submit that this matter will deal with it together with interested and affected stakeholders in the process. On section 50, subsection 4, dealt with under clause 38 in the bill, this is the clause that references, ministers, minister may investigate occurrences, an extent of mineral resources. This investigation must be done after consultation and notification in writing with the owner, occupier, or persons in control of the land it submitted, and that traditional communities should also be consulted and notified if such an investigation will be done on communal land. We submit, honorable members, that the bill and this section in particular provides that no investigation shall be conducted unless the owner, occupier, or person in control of the land has been consulted and notified by the land. However, express reference to community in the provision is noted and accordingly supported. Under section 104, dealing with preference rights in respect of communities, the National House of Representatives proposes an amendment that the minister must provide an information. Submit, honorable members, obligation on the minister to respect both technical and financial. Is already contained in section 30. On section 6, subsection 8, which is contained in clause 44 of the bill, is dealing with the establishment of the Ministerial Advisory Council. Submission made substitution of the council independent vote established by Parliament responsible that membership could include in our area. In conclusion, the department acknowledges this valuable input. National House of Representatives submits to collaborate with the National House of Representatives in providing further support to the process of analyzing. Further submit to collaborate with the National House of Traditional Leaders to show that the objective of the mining industry as well as appointment to the people declined in the NPR.
clarify, if there are any questions for clarity, I will look at the figures as a chance to discuss amongst yourselves. Well, how much break I'm on. All that I can guarantee you is what it is, but as I said, when the
if you look at paragraph 4 of the National Health Statistics Commission, it basically says that all applications for licenses and related matters based on the rights of the data checker must be taken over by an independent body, which in our opinion will keep the potential. It doesn't say that an independent body must be, must exist side by side to the regional council. And I take it, without you saying it, that you are saying there's space for independent body, which you are saying, prefers the establishment of an independent council that remains valid. Does that mean that we are not in favor, or does that mean that we are in favor, or does it mean that we are in favor? What can you do in relation to the committee, independent body, take over the awarding of licenses with the health system, not by MJ, as many of the process.
When you talked about the proposal, the ongoing regard to the proposal for the public, the public overloading on page 14, the provision of technical and financial resources, etc. The proposal section 12 of the MPRD Act is just a minus. What that says, because the question is, if that's adequate, that's what it says. That's what it says.
Thank you. ESR will not support any decision of the state that seeks to improve the American African American. All know that the American American citizens of South Africa are not able to be South African part of their own citizens. It's linked to a certain political system. We will not support any decision of the state. Our position is we want the community to be able to support the state. going to engage.
She's also an optimist in the community. I believe she was a permanent member. We know that the natural resources or mineral resources they belong in national countries, belong in the But honorable chair, maybe let me appreciate the decision made in terms of responses from the Department of Mineral Resources. Honorable Chair, on the presentation that has been made, I'd like to gain clarity on the issue of the labor holding areas versus the potential employment opportunity. It was presented to us by the National House of Tourism and Leaders that the potential employment opportunities means creation of employment opportunities for mining communities. I still want to unpack this because for me, I will insist that it is a reducing to mining communities. And for example, if I were to say that the platinum raised in South Africa, you can find that probably not much. And then it will, when you're speaking to mining communities, you're speaking to communities of Africa. So I find myself seated in the Eastern Cape, wanting a job, and I have come still in what partner mine, I want to now go and labor there. I would find myself isolated from this. So I would like you to give a thorough explanation in regards to that. Honorable Chair, through you, also the ownership in mining companies is close to 26%. I would like to know from the DMR, Honorable Chair, will they ensure that mining companies adhere to this 26%? And what will happen if those who are found to be in violation of this act, what measures will be undertaken by the department with regards to our mining? This
one of my best
sure that I don't do it. I must have a good time. The pressure is hard. For now, because he's from school, not a lot of my biggest students. I don't do school.
Also saying that in terms of compliance, it's not only the responsibility of the department to ensure that they comply. I think it's very important for us to understand the fact that there is the law in place in South Africa. And it's also for the rights holders to ensure that they continue to comply. And we gain many programs to write in everything. So we continue to also the issue of enforcement together with the stakeholders and also plead with the respective right holders. The other question is honorable.
Maybe to further elaborate on the measures that the department is taking. I think on our part, transformation, as SDG says, is not a one person solution. It's the responsibility of all of us. The partners, the mining companies, communities, government, and so on. On our part, we have also realized that we certainly need to be On section 50 versus section 12, maybe an extract of section 12 as it relates to assistance to historically disadvantaged persons. Section 1 says the minister may facilitate assistance to any historically disadvantaged person to conduct prospecting or mining operations. The assistance referred to in subsection 1 may be provided subject to such terms and conditions as the minister may determine. Before facilitating the assistance contemplated in section 1, the minister must take into account all relevant factors, including the need to promote equitable access to the nation's mineral resources, the financial position of the applicant, the need transform the ownership structure of the minerals and mining industry, and the extent to which the proposed prospecting or mining project meets the object referred to in section 2C, D, E, F, and I. When considering the assistance referred to in subsection 1, the minister may request any relevant organ of state to assist the applicant concerned in the development of his or her prospecting or mining project. And so, what we are saying here is that certainly the supporting the extent that it advances that every provision for of both technical and of financial support is a welcome submission if there's a need for us to strengthen the existing provision to the extent that these may support to deliver a desired outcome. That is that, what we were suggesting, that that provision already exists. I think I'll just seek clarity on the I missed the question on the ongoing legal processes that you talked about.
You said that there were ongoing legal processes with regard to the definition of exactly what a community was. I just wanted to know what you're talking about specifically.
All right. I think what we were referring to, Honourable Lori, is the I'm trying to remember the name of the particular affected minister. We can make it available afterwards. But I think the point that we're making on the complexity of the concept of timing of in the context of mining. Is that when we included the district municipality, for instance, in the definition of the community, we were looking at having a maximum well-defined integrated development plan that the mining industry can contribute to us. And it emerged subsequently to not the entire country is covered with district municipalities and local municipalities underneath. And if you were, and that's why we submitted that the definition possibly be expanded to include the various municipalities as well as traditional authorities. We are finding it to be a concept that will require us to constantly work at better shaping and timing as we move forward. On the council, our recommendation is that we need to understand because we when we develop policy, we are guided by the principle that if there are administrative inefficiencies that you identify, why do you amend it? Why do you not fix the administrative challenges that we have? We are therefore asking whether changing legislation is necessarily fixing the problem or perhaps deferring. And so, because we already have structures that are intended to implement this legislation, if you go So opposition is that look at the administrative process. Now let me answer your question. In the next meeting of the committee, we are going to discuss the committee submission in one name by the National House of Representatives and committee. Going to be unfortunately confined to the establishment. Because that's what was written in the area of the commission. That's what we are doing. We have to attend issues that are in the National House of Representatives and look all the African women who are not. I'm not going to take into consideration what the department is doing. Subsequent to that, then we will do all those issues. We're going to deal now on how to handle the process for this one, including the rest of the other resolutions that we made, which we are currently the other two for this specific, including them, the other one. We deal with that, and then we have to say what then becomes the process. That's what we do. On that procedure, I don't know what other procedure is used. You are a very good lawyer, but I'm not sure what you know. I don't want to say that now, if it is, we deal with the possibility in front of us. And then say, this is what we think is actually now the way forward. For example, if you can where the other issues that are completely of the entire process, you have to say, how do we manage that as we do? I think that is the task that the committee is called. Obviously, we subject to consistent advice because we can do a good job, but the manner that we do it, we may find ourselves on the wrong side of the process. So we want to do things in terms of doing justice, on the strategic issues, but also we must do justice on the procedural challenges. I think on that note, that is what. So you have now the questions of clarity to engage. Let me. me say also to your friends that have established it. I know sometimes there's a different application of the that's where we are. They may not have any material. Because now it's going to be the independent time of members of the company that are going to be. But your submission will not have a necessarily a professional compliance. We can assure you. We are also mindful of the fact that this is a bill that was been for quite a long time. We also have to balance period that we take, but we must do so also without hurrying things for the sake of time. We must do justice, but we don't have the luxury of time either. We have to find a way where the wrap up is going to be on this place. I always say I prefer to deal with issues, confront them, then manage the consequences. Rather than to sit in fear and then realize later that fear on its own has become the major problem of our society. On that note, can we now go to the minutes? I'm a very good person. In the absence of the minutes in your hand, we will deal with the minutes. Now, you can deal with the minutes. I don't, you must just know one thing. I was not here in 1994. So, I never let the experience of serving power. So don't try to force me. I don't share power. I don't know why you were not made a chaplain, but you don't protect me being a chaplain. Okay. Honorable members, go and start in the minutes. In the next committee, when we convene, we will adopt the 2 minutes, ones of today, and the outstanding ones that we have not had. On that score, thank you very much. Let me see the National Assembly. National Assembly, my house. Thank you.